Okay, it's November 30th. I'm talking with Biff Stranigan and Margaret Stranigan, her daughter. And what we're going to talk about is the old Rock Springs, Winton, and Reliance. Okay, Mrs. Stranigan, you came to Winton in 1929, is that correct? Okay, and you both can join in. You know, it doesn't have to be just one of you. So, whatever you remember. Can you tell me a little bit about Winton?
Well, it was the camp about, how many people would you think?
There would be about 120, 125 houses.
Oh, houses. Uh-huh. So not people. So and, it was a big coal camp.
Okay. A coal camp. The mines worked, when we first went there, they worked about 3 or 4 days. But later on in depression years, we worked 2. We were lucky if we got 2 days a week.
Hmm.
The men worked 8-hour shifts. The average wage would be $5.42, $6.72, and nine something per hoisting. Is that the way it was?
No, that was
a
per day.
Day. A day.
Okay, that wasn't an hour like it is today.
That was a day.
Huh.
And you worked 8 hours. You worked all the different shifts, like
the days, evenings, swings.
Night shift, and graveyard.
They called it graveyard.
They called it graveyard in those days.
See, I still call it graveyards, but a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about when
I say swing.
Well, swing is the 3 to 11, and then midnight shift, I think, is what they say. But so they did. They called it graveyard then. That's where I...
And coming from New Mexico, it was so cold.
Was it?
Oh, my. It was so cold.
So when did you, what time of year did you come from?
We came in July, but that was the first winter we were here. Oh, it was so terribly cold.
Is it like the winters now then, or worse?
Well, I think the winters, maybe then, I guess they were no worse than they are now, but we noticed it because we came from a warmer climate.
Uh-huh.
And,
Now, did your husband work at the mines then?
My husband worked at the mines, and when the mine closed down, and he was a mine foreman in number 7.5.
They had number 1 mine, and they had number 3 mine, and 7.5.
And so those were the only 3 underground mines then.
I don't know whether there was any more mines
before we came. I don't know.
But before they called it Winton, they called it the Gap.
Huh.
Named after one of the superintendents, I think.
Oh.
I think that's what they said.
Now they moved a lot of those houses in town too, didn't they?
Well,
a lot of the Winton houses.
That we lived in Winton is now located behind the courthouse in Green River.
Oh, they moved them clear to Green River.
They moved a lot of them, what they called the community house.
Fort Bridger.
They moved that to Fort Bridger, and that's now the American Legion Hall in Fort Bridger.
Oh. Huh.
And,
they moved those out in 1953 or 1954.
After the mines closed.
See, after the mine closed, Margaret's father stayed and took machinery and things out of the mine before it was closed down. Mm-hmm. So we were in Winton about, darn near a year, weren't we, Margaret? Before we had to move.
Before he moved out.
He was doing.
They were moving houses out all the time.
All the time.
So there were 125 houses.
There might have been more.
That's a large amount.
There was, when you went into Winton, there was 2 rows of houses. And then further up on the hill, there was 2 more on each side of the street. And then up towards the mine, there was two more of the houses.
So then did they have the grocery store?
We had one store, and it was Union Pacific Coal Company ran the store. Mm-hmm. And we had a pool hall, and we had they called it the show hall, where they danced, and the children had Christmas plays in it during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then we had, what else did we have? An ice cream parlor.
Oh, amusement hall.
Uh-huh. And the school.
Now this was all basically company people though, right?
All company. Everybody worked for the Union Pacific Coal Company who owned the camp at that time.
They had this that they called the show hall, amusement hall. And the kids would go up and play basketball. And
that's why they said.
And they said at one time, one of the state tournaments, there was five or six coaches at the state tournament that all came from
graduated from and went.
Because they were able to play.
One of the coaches made the remark, there was a lot of great coaches come out of the Ritten Show Hall.
Well, I'll be. So, what did they do with those buildings then? Did they?
Some they moved, some they tore down.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh.
Were they built what? With bricks or stone or concrete or?
Some of it was brick, and some was.
The amusement hall and the doctor's office was stucco.
They only built those before we moved to Winton, the amusement hall. It was a place where we had card parties and whatever entertainment.
Neat.
In fact, at one time, we had the Sunday school.
Called it the Union Sunday School.
The Union Sunday School, in the amusement hall.
The Protestant church. They did have a Catholic church. And they had a Mormon church, which was also used for the library.
The Mormon church was.
Uh-huh. And then they had the community house they used for, they called it the Union Sunday School.
So then all the Protestant religions
went to town, of course.
A lot of them went to town, you know.
We did as in later years, we just, the children were Margaret's baptized in First Congregational Church in the first one downtown in 1930.
Now that was First Congregational, but you're Episcopalian now.
We've always belonged to Congregational Church.
Oh, okay.
My dad belonged to the Congregational Church in Scotland.
Oh.
And during those years, there weren't that many cars.
No.
And so people had their church and Sunday school in the camps, you know.
Uh-huh. And especially with the weather, if they were bad winters, it was probably hard to get to.
Even during the war years, when the gas was rationed, they used to run a school bus
to take us to town.
People wanted to go to church in town.
They ran the school bus.
Now, did they run the bus for groceries or anything that? Or you had your own store?
We had a store, but we do our own, ride to town and get our own things, you know. They had a delivery from Rock Springs out there. The Union Merc was one store that delivered. The Miners Merc.
Working Men Commercial.
The Working Men. I think it was the Miners Merc instead of the Union Merc. Was that Margaret?
I think it was the Miners Merc.
Miners Merc that delivered out there. And, of course, they had a store, and you could get a lot in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And
but then what you couldn't get or whatever,
you came to town.
You just went to town. Now, how far was it from Rock Springs,
about
though?
15 miles.
Oh, it was that far. Uh-huh. And then how far is it from Reliance?
Because it's 7 miles from Reliance to Rock Springs.
Uh-huh.
And Stansbury was built during the war years.
Oh, World
in
War
the 40s.
II.
Mm-hmm.
In the 40s.
About 1944, 45.
Stansbury. But,
uh-huh. So now with Stansbury, though, some of the seams of Winton, wasn't that? When we were working out there, was that how it was? Or?
When we were working there, Vicki, it was... Stansbury had a lot of homes out there. Now, most of the homes that were at Stansbury were moved to Bellevue Addition.
Those are all Stansbury
houses.
Those are all Stansbury homes.
But
even some from here were moved that were up above the tipple.
Yes, and the Reliance were moved
to
Bellevue.
And so, when we moved to Winton, all you had in the house was 4 rooms, and we had water piped in the house.
Oh, you did have piped
water. You had
water.
No sink.
I see.
You had no
bathrooms.
Yeah, no bathrooms. And
now, when you moved to Winton, you had all 3 children.
No.
Oh, that's right, Margaret. Was the only
one.
And then when of course there wasn't a hospital then. So
in Rock Springs.
Did you go to Rock Springs then to have them?
The doctors were, they had the clinic that where Dr. Harrison is now. That was the clinic for all the different doctors. But we also had a doctor that lived in Winton too.
Oh. So if you wanted to have your children at home or whatever,
well,
you could have done that.
The children were born at home.
Oh.
And, but you could go, they could take you to Rock Springs if you, but we had a doctor that stayed right in the camp. Dr. Kruger. Kruger.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember anything about when the other kids were born, Margaret?
I remember when they were born.
She was 8 years old when Bill was born.
See, that would be exciting, I think.
And
you know?
And I remember when...
but you weren't around when the children were born.
Huh?
They just send you the neighbors or whatever.
Yeah,
huh.
Things like that.
And Mom telling the way we used to keep, we didn't have the...
They didn't have the...
Refrigerators, you know.
Oh.
Refrigerators.
So then what would you do?
We used to, they called them cellars in those days. Now they're basements, but you called them a cellar.
So was it dug under the house,
was
or was it in
the
hill?
House,
or?
Just like a basement.
Oh.
And you had a box or whatever, a tub or whatever. And we'd wet our newspapers and kept all our butter and our things cool. But you didn't buy in a supply like you did now because you had no way of keeping it. You went to the butcher shop every other day or so.
You didn't buy in large amounts for a week or a month.
Because you had no way of keeping it.
Huh.
And
so did they have any spoilage then? Even
I don't think we ever had any.
No, I don't know. Because anything was, the cellars were cool, real cool.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. And that's where we kept things.
And like Mom said, we go to the store every day or every other day to get your meat. And,
plus you made a lot of homemade things too, right?
Yes.
Like your breads
We didn't have the conveniences that they have now.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I think a lot of times better to have the homemade. Did you grow things then, or was the growing season still short?
They didn't grow much. You see, Winton is it 1,000 feet higher than Rock Springs?
Oh.
And we had trees. We had a yard, but never a garden.
Huh. Huh. So you had to buy everything and
we bought everything.
Or make it from scratch or whatever. Huh. Uh huh. I know she's a good cook.
Oh, yeah. I love everything from scratch.
And I still do.
Oh great.
I haven't gotten used to packaged foods.
That's good. That's why you're still here.
Yeah.
And healthy.
But anyway, that's the way it wasn't easy. And during the war years, as we went on, Margaret's dad put in a sink and a cupboard, and the company would build cupboards and put in a bathroom.
Now, during the war years, did he serve in the war then?
No,
yeah, no, he didn't.
He was in the went in during the war years.
So, but you still had the rations and...
Well, we had rations things. Just like everybody else did.
Okay, so that...
What do we call them? Red points with the
red stamps.
Red stamps with the meat and whatnot.
And during the war years, a lot of the miners lived in Rock Springs.
Now, why was that? Did they close the mine more or less? Or?
No, a lot of them just had homes in Rock Springs. Now, see, Dad was a mine foreman, so he had to live in the camp.
At that time, you had to live in the camp.
You could be a mine foreman and live
elsewhere.
In Rock Springs, you had to be on 24-hour call.
Oh, now was he union?
No,
or
no.
Was
the mine foreman?
The foremen were not
union, but the camps were.
Do you remember what union that was? Was that UNWA?
But the camps were all union. In fact, they'd have union meetings in the union hall.
They had a union hall.
But the mine foreman and the super were union.
No.
So that just like when we worked it.
They called unit foremen or pushers. Like they had it to...
Stansbury.
Uh-huh. And they weren't union either. It was just the miners.
So but there weren't any, the strikes, you didn't have the strikes or anything back then?
They'd had them before we moved to it, and I think they said one lasted, I forget, one of the neighbors told me how long it lasted. People didn't move around then like they do now. They knew everyone in the camp, and it wasn't until the war years that we had a different group of people coming in to work in the mine during the war years.
Mm-hmm. And then did they stay, do you think, a lot of them?
Yes, a lot of them did.
They're still here. They're still here.
They stayed.
And they're... They didn't seem to move like they do now. And of course, they were all company houses. You rented them from the company.
What was the rent? Do you remember?
I think we rented about $14.
I remember when I worked in the mine office as a payroll clerk during the war years. Some of the houses would be...
Some of them were bigger.
Some of the foremen had five rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually had a bathroom in. They ran around $15 to $18 a month.
Mm.
You paid a flat rate of around $2.50 a month for water.
You paid a flat rate for your electricity. And you used all you wanted, because you just...
There was no meters.
There was no meters.
What about then? Did you have gas too, or was it electric heat, or just
coal
stoves?
Typically coal.
Now, was your coal free or not?
No,
did you have to buy that? You had to buy that too.
Uh-huh. About was it how much a ton?
I don't remember exactly, but I think by when we left, we moved over here. We got it from independent dealers. It ran around $13.50.
But years
and a half, wasn't it?
Then that lasted what? Would that last most of the winter?
That would last the month or a little more. Sometimes you had to have
two loads of coal.
Two loads.
Per month.
Loads.
Ooh, that was.
I think when we first went to Winton, we paid $2.50 for a load of coal.
Huh. And a load was about a ton.
Mm-hmm. And we drive from Winton. To Rock Springs to go to the picture show or
Oh, you did? Whatever. Was that The Rock still then?
No, was Rial Theater.
Oh, and that's
that
right.
That was where the new Rock Springs National Bank building is. That block there. It was the Rock Theater, and it was run by Tom Berta.
Huh. And so they had picture shows then? Oh, like, yes. Did they just run them on Saturday
movies,
nights?
And the talkies and the movies, you paid 50 cents to get into the talkies and the, you know, and the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the school kids had a card, and they get in for,
I think it was 25 cents.
25 cents.
Huh.
But you have to have a student ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And small children, I think 6 to 12 was about 10, 15 cents.
Well, even at 6, they never, if they were small, they get in for nothing.
Huh. So then what, did they have the popcorn and stuff like they have now?
Yeah,
the popcorn
theaters.
The
theaters sold popcorn and candy bars, just like they do now.
And they were very nice theaters, Vicki.
Were they?
Yes.
Now that was
nice.
What? Rialto.
The Rialto.
Rialto.
Huh. And then shortly after that, they built, they called it the West Theater. It was
built by the West.
Mayor West's father.
Okay, and that was located where?
Where the Rock
is now.
Oh, okay. So it was just change of names then later. Huh.
They rolled to attend the Masonic meeting, they rode to town.
Now, rode, did they have just ride their horses then?
No,
or
the cars.
They had all
we
the
had
cars
a car
then?
When we came
did.
Here.
Oh, did you? So that's how you got here then.
Yeah, we brought a car, a brand new car with us when we came.
Huh,
a Nash.
A Nash. It had wire wheels. It was mounted on either side of the running board.
Sports model.
Huh.
What they call a sports roadster, I suppose.
No, I don't
So they didn't have the buggies and stuff. They had the cars.
No,
they
had
not then. So.
Not when we moved there.
I imagine maybe before we moved there, they may have.
See, I thought that a lot of times, especially the coal mines, the camps themselves would be the horses and save on the cars.
We had neighbors that moved there before the houses were built that lived in tents.
Oh.
But see, that was before we moved in 1929.
That was just temporary type housing.
Everybody in the camp had a car.
Almost everyone had a car.
Why was that? Maybe because it was a good paying job.
That's a way of getting, like we are out here at Lyons. We had to have a car to get in and out of the, the camp.
Was there layoffs?
Camps in those days.
Instead of,
coal camps.
Coal camps.
And were there any layoffs like in the wintertime or anything?
No.
Even during the Depression years, you didn't work very many days, but you had a steady job, and maybe you'd work one day a week, sometimes two.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the war years, they worked 7 days a week, three shifts every day.
Mm-hmm.
You were in War II years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
Some
was
of the men, they
it out. Was a hard life years ago, not as convenient as things are today.
But was it fun? All in all,
well,
you had a lot
had
to
good
do.
Well, we times
and...
because our friends were really friends we'd had for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you knew them and trusted
them.
And
they were all honest, working people,
real
down to earth coal miners.
Now, were they, these were underground mines, right?
Yes, underground.
Okay, and then how did they bring the coal up? Was that
through? With the motor.
Motor,
with
okay.
With the motor. And a hoist.
They had the outside hoist.
Outside
something
hoist.
Like we had kind of at Stansbury.
There was an outside hoist for each mine. And they would bring the cars up, or I don't remember exactly now. 7.5 was located about 3 miles down from Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go through the tunnels up to the tipple.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would dump the coal cars into the railroad cars. The train used to come up once a day. The Union Pacific Railroad would come up about once a day.
take
and
the,
they would fill the coal cars, and then they would take it out with the engine.
Huh.
And, you know, years a day.
But the people that were here then, you say they were good people. Were they from here, basically,
you know,
or were they moving
they were
in?
They were from all over. I imagine a lot of just
were born and raised in Rock Springs.
Well, oh, were they?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Huh.
Lots of these.
Some of them are still here.
Huh.
Third generation.
And then
just all kinds of people here that was there during the that lived in Winton during the war years. There's some still around here, and some that came in during the war years are still here.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Not many, but a few.
See, that's what they say, that there aren't that many natives here, and I really think there are.
There are a lot.
Well, there were a few years ago. Of course, they've gotten older, like, and moved away to a warmer climate.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't blame them.
True.
And one thing about the coal mining people, Vicki, they wanted their children to go to college.
Hmm.
Yes.
So that they push for education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they really insisted that they get to school.
Huh.
Most of them. There's very few camp kids that didn't go to college. Now, from the town of Winton, we have lawyers, we had a bishop, we've had Elizabeth in Washington, D.C. for all these 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had teachers,
coaches,
doctors.
Huh.
We've just had a lot of...
we're all graduates of high school.
Why do you think that the parents pushed them to do that? Because they wanted better
they
for
them?
They
wanted them to have a better... father had a good education. He went to mining schools.
Mm-hmm.
He went different places. But still, that wasn't a college degree.
Mm.
That was you took up classes, and like you're doing this night class, when
mm-hmm.
you took them up. And you went to school, they'd have them in Rock Springs, they'd have them, mostly in Rock, sometimes in Winton they'd have a class, but not too often.
These were mine.
All
so
the mine classes
schools.
Were held
huh.
in Rock Springs.
And that's what your dad, your
uh-huh.
husband
and
took
had,
it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think he's gone to Rock.
Now he graduated from high school
in Scotland.
Oh, did he?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now when did you come over from Scotland to America then? After you were married?
Oh, no.
No?
No, he came before we were married.
Mom was only, what, when he came?
I was only 4 years old.
But he was just...
Well, he was 16 when he came.
Oh.
But I was younger.
Mom and Dad
I don't.
Met in New Mexico.
We met each other.
They were both born in Scotland, but they met
in
New Mexico.
Huh. Now, did you keep with your heritage? What did you do in New Mexico? Your parents, I guess. What did they do?
Well, we came with our parents, and
what brought them to
my work. My father was a machinist at
mm-hmm.
Gardner, New Mexico. He was when he was a young man, he served his apprenticeship with Babcock and Wilcox in Scotland.
Hmm.
Which I think they have Babcock and Wilcox out in this country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's what he was, a machinist, worked in a machine shop, my father.
And so then you met your husband there.
We met, my dad and I met each other in New Mexico.
Huh.
But a lot of people that came from Scotland were rather close, you know.
Were they? Did
coming
you?
From the same country and all.
Uh-huh.
And back in the days when we first moved here, there was a lot of Scotch people in Rock Springs.
Oh, were there?
A lot.
Huh.
We used to celebrate Robert Burns' birthday. It was in January.
What? It was the parks, this was the old Park Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they
I
were
could
Scottish.
Just name them, name very many, many more.
Huh. Now, what birthday did you celebrate?
The Robert Burns.
Robert Burns' birthday.
The poet.
Oh,
Robert
okay.
The poet.
Uh-huh.
From Scotland.
And they have dance and a celebration program every January.
Yes, and that
today,
people of the like the girls when they were young, they belonged to the when you first went doing the
Job's Daughters.
We lived in Winton then, but they were taken by car when they weren't old enough to drive, but we
to the parents took us.
To your meetings and your activities.
And if you had card parties. We used to have card parties in Winton, but when they had them in town, we got in the car.
Now, what kind of cards did you play?
Oh, bridge.
Bridge and
500. Pinochle, just like the
Bid Whiz. All of those. I think Bid Whiz is a Wyoming game. I had never heard of it until I moved here, and then I guess my parents. Bid Whiz?
Whist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to play a whist, but I don't think it originated in Wyoming.
I know Montana people play a lot of pinochle, and Wyoming people, I think, play a lot of whist.
But people were, I would say they were, you lived closer, and
you were concerned.
You were concerned. If someone had a problem, everybody was there to help with it. But
nowadays
people they move around more, and I don't think the
coal camp people were very close.
They were more family.
Especially the coal miners,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Especially the coal miners.
Kids that grew up together in those days are still close.
They still keep in touch. Why do you think it's changed so much? I mean, I just wonder why.
Well,
maybe the fast pace, but
I think they live a little differently now, and I don't know why, but
even out here in Reliance, though, as small as this town is, is it closer than,
no.
or is it just?
You don't know the people, Vicki, unless they
still
were
don't.
People that lived here years ago. You really don't know them that well.
You don't know the newer people.
Mm. And if you're older and there's no children in school, you don't.
You will know a few more.
Uh-huh.
But when you get older, you don't get out as much. And
plus, we don't have the weather, the nice weather where you can get out and walk. And
well, anyway, you get older, you don't know. You don't get out to meet people
mm-hmm.
like you did when you're young. When you get to be 80 years old, you're not out. Oh, you visit with your old friends, but newer ones, you don't make new friends when
you
get older.
Did they have telephones in Winton?
Oh, we had telephones.
We had a telephone in the store. The doctor had a telephone, and my superintendent had a telephone, and a telephone in the night office. During World War II is when they put
phones in there.
They were party lines.
They were party lines. We'd have as many as
six,
at least four on the party line.
It would ring at three houses, but it was one line, but it would ring at three houses, one number, and then, like, in fact, our number was OR3. 1-2.
We've got the phone book
downstairs.
We brought from Winton a phone book.
We have a picture out there.
We have a picture.
I want you to look at before you do.
Of Winton.
Okay.
Winton
right here.
Business
great.
Mine office, the doctor's office, the store, the amusement hall, and that's it.
The school isn't even on
that
picture.
No, the school isn't on that.
Uh-huh.
And that's, it just wasn't on that main street there? Or?
It was up
on a hill.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that went through sixth grade, correct?
Mm-hmm. When Margaret was going to school, it went to the eighth grade.
Oh.
But when the two younger children were going to school, it just went to sixth grade.
Okay, and then after?
And then they brought them over to Reliance.
To Reliance.
Seventh grade to the 12th grade.
And they didn't, okay. They really liked, kids liked school in those days. They used to, they had a place where they could skate over at Winton. They called it Dry Lake.
Oh.
And the kids used to even come from Reliance to skate over
Rock
there.
Springs.
When they were younger.
Huh. Was it just a large lake that froze in the winter?
Well, it wasn't even a lake. It was just a place that was didn't have many weeds. And the sun and the snow and stuff would just get on there. I don't know whether that was a pond and mine water or Margaret? I don't
just,
remember.
They used it in the summertime as a ball field.
Huh.
And then in the wintertime, we
skated.
I skated.
Now that's a market.
And when I was in down at, they call it Exhibition Island now, in Green River.
Mm-hmm.
What did we call that? It was at the island anyway, and they used to have roller skating there.
Mm-hmm.
Now on Sunday afternoons, Dad would take anywhere from 6 to 8 children
to roller skate all the way to Green River.
To Green River.
You never went to town with an empty car. You gathered up the different children that didn't have any way of getting there. Then you'd pick them up at what they call the Western Cafe. They'd go there
after they were done.
Thing, and then we'd stop and pick them up.
You never left Rock Springs without going by the Western Bay to see if there was anybody that needed a ride home.
Oh, so they just go there and wait for somebody to come by?
Well, no, they would be there waiting, and somebody come by, and they get in. Well, we've had more than what we're supposed to in our car many a night. I really like it.
Huh, that's neat.
But it was a lot of.
That's neat.
In fact, those things you brought in from the garage the other day, those dolls were bought before the war years.
I was cleaning out the garage the other day, and I brought in some dolls that belonged to me, and some Elizabeth, and they're china.
Like the china or porcelain faces?
Porcelain faces.
Huh.
And real pretty dolls. And we had them all these years and just brought them in and thought we'd like to keep them.
Really?
You know.
Really, really. Well, that's neat.
But it was...
Okay, and the water hydrants were between the two houses.
And then you went outside and brought your water into the buckets. But that was before we moved there. The hydrants were still there.
Huh.
But they had piped the water into the houses, but they didn't have
They didn't
sink.
Have a sink.
And then
sitting on the table.
So then you had just your big wash tub.
Uh-huh, and with the basin and the water pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, after you were there for a while, Dad put in the sink and
he did.
You improved your own.
Even though it wasn't your house, you still remodeled and improved.
Well, some didn't, but others did.
Uh huh.
Like we were the kind, I said, we built a house of all the houses that we remodeled in Spokane. This is one of them.
Uh-huh. Oh, great.
And then we, it was different in those times. It really was. People were closer, I think. And they didn't have, like they have today, they didn't have all these... The Bridger plant. The trona mine started.
FMC started when about 1950.
They were just starting when the mines closed down.
Oh.
And that's when a lot of the miners
Trona mines.
And the camps, they closed.
A lot of the men that are retiring like now were the men that went from
Winton over
coal mines to
Oh, I didn't know that either.
And we didn't have all these newer, like these places to work, the plant and all that. It was all mostly the coal mine. Even the Rock Springs were the coal mine.
So basically all the people
were miners. Yeah, they were mostly coal miners.
So they all had relatively the same occupation and same interests, and no wonder it was more like a family because they knew.
And like we used to say, we didn't have what the children have now. You know, they have so much. But during those years, Vicki, we were all, they were all people that had the same income. And we had, all the kids had things, but they were basically the same, you know.
And you probably appreciated them more.
We had bicycles.
Yeah, we had trucks and cars like little boys have now. And
But we didn't think of someone as being poor or someone being rich because we all had the same thing.
Basically, you were all same income bracket, and and everything was.
Well, the mine foreman had a little more, but basically, it was the same wage for all.
Oh, great.
Sort of, you know, I mean, nobody, well, I don't know whether it was, they didn't, we, everybody, well, most everybody had a car.
Now, see, I would have thought that maybe just the wealthier, I guess, or whatever had.
Most families had a car. If they didn't have one, it was probably because there was no one to drive it.
Oh, because nobody knew how to drive. Well,
mines would close down if they had a fatality in the mine. It would close down whenever it happened. The miners would come home.
They would come home, and then did they keep it closed for a couple of days?
No,
or
just that shift. Just that shift.
And then when they had, if they had a fatality in the mine or whatever, did they have a funeral where it was all closed?
No, most of the funerals were in Rock Springs. But if the night or the afternoon or whatever, the fatality happened, that shift would come home. But the next shift would go
would
on.
Still go.
They'll go to work.
Were there a lot then? A lot of fatalities? Or?
Not really. I don't think compared to as many many men that worked in the mine.
Now, were there a lot of Chinese men that worked in the mines when you came?
They weren't here when we moved here.
They weren't here.
We moved here after all of that.
So that they work maybe in Rock Springs, or did they just eventually leave?
There was a few, but not many.
Not many.
There was no Chinese families in
there. There was no.
None.
There was no Chinese. No. There was none in Reliance either. It could have been years ago, but they weren't.
When you were here,
from 1929 on, anyway. And they had, and people had good times as well. Now, like the older people, there's so many of them gone that you really and you forget too.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
You forget about a lot of things that would, and we're maybe not telling you the things that really are interesting. But,
I think it's very interesting, and I think that, you know, a lot of things have been written down, and basically the whole truth is not sought. And, you know, like 60 Minutes, when they came in.
They did a terrible mess.
I think they did.
Of the town.
I don't think that that's really Rock Springs.
No.
Or the people.
I don't think it is either.
And the new homes that are built here now have all been built in the last, well, they weren't built in 1954 when the camps closed down.
The new homes that were built when the camp closed, were those up in the Belmont, is it the Belmont edition? Up by the cemetery?
Oh, uh-huh.
You know those small homes?
Uh-huh.
Those homes were built during World War II years.
Oh.
And there weren't any homes. In fact, when they closed Winton, there were no homes that we could go by. We had to, a lot of people left. A lot of people moved over to Reliance.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
So then how did you get this house here? It was.
Well, when they sold the homes in Winton, Mom and Dad bought their home.
Oh.
Then they sold it to Ernie Knott. There's the greener, I told you, they moved it up behind the courthouses where
there's several up. There's several of the Winton homes up behind the courthouse.
Huh.
You can tell them as soon as you look at them.
Huh.
So are they, we moved over here.
They're steep.
Gables. Huh. So
if
then we
moved over here, if you could find something in Rock Springs, you moved over here, or in Rock Springs. We moved over here, and then while we were here looking for something, they told us we either had
to buy
them or move out.
Oh.
Well, at that time, there was nothing to move to, so you bought the house rather than go.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the home, you know.
Uh-huh. So that's this house now.
We moved over here, and then little by little, you just remodeled them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
You couldn't, and when we first moved to Winton, they didn't have many trees, but each summer, somebody else would plant another tree or so. And
so basically, like we've done in Reliance and Rock Springs.
Someone would have a yard, and someone else would fix a yard.
Reliance today isn't like Reliance was even 25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
People had really pretty yards, beautiful yards, and gardens.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have all this trash around. We have old cars and
a lot of old mobile homes. And
well, the mobile homes aren't, there's not that many, but you just didn't have all the trash around the homes that they have now.
Over in the north, what do they call that? You could buy an acre of land at that time when they first opened it for $350. An acre of land. You could buy an acre for $350. And they said that. But basically, homes have always been very expensive around this area.
Have they?
Yeah,
always
been. They've always been very.
It's always been high in Rock Springs.
Property has always been more or less high.
I wonder why. I wonder if it's just because.
Well, at first there wasn't that many homes, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they could. But a home even in 1939, you could buy for $5,000. Some of them, they wouldn't be the best home, but you could buy it for that much. But people didn't have $5,000.
To them, at that time, that was probably a lot of money.
Well, you know, they had no way of buying all these houses. And,
Now, do you think you'll stay in Reliance, both of you?
I don't think you could really stay here when you get too old, because there's no conveniences out here, and if you're not able to drive a car, you'd be in a
one that doesn't drive.
No,
and so she would have no way of getting back and forth to Rock Springs.
How?
No, I think you wouldn't.
So
you think that you wouldn't want to be here the rest of your days, but you don't know these things. Yeah.
Where would you move if you did move from here? Do you think you'd move to Riverton with Bill, or?
Well, Bill has wanted us to move to Riverton ever since his father died.
Good.
But I don't think you can move the family. You've got to kind of. Even at Riverton, where things are really in a bad way,
economy's very bad up there.
Oh, is it?
The economy is very bad in Riverton. Very, very bad. And the economy isn't all that great in Rock Springs.
Really? No jobs and basically none.
Yeah.
You know, hard to find.
You know, 51, they used to have what they called Old Timers Day in Rock Springs.
Oh.
And that was when the Union Pacific had a two-day celebration.
Yeah, to work 20 years in the mine before you were considered an old timer.
Oh.
And they would have what they called First Aid Day. And all the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and men's teams
from the mine.
Basically like the mine rescue is today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you had these first aid contests.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on Friday. And then they would give you these problems and you would dress your patient. And,
huh, so they were teaching you the basics then.
They were teaching you the first aid.
Huh.
Then on Saturday, they would have a big parade, and on Saturday night they would have what they call the Old Timers Banquet, and that was held at the Old Timers Building, which is now the Civic Center.
Now the old Civic Center.
Mm-hmm. The old Civic Center.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And this is where all the contests that would take place. That was a big celebration. It was usually about the 14th and 15th of June.
So just the beginning of summer then,
uh-huh.
Huh?
That's when it was usually held.
So what started all this? Was it just something for them to do or celebrate? Or
it's something that
just
the Pacific Coal Company started.
Huh.
They had this banquet for all their men that were had 20 years of service or more.
So more of a service awards type.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's neat.
We have badges that they used to.
That's what I was hunting for. I think that's in Dad's drawer. They had badges, and you had your name and your amount of years you worked for the company.
Huh.
You worked for the everything. In those days, belong to the Union.
Now, where did Ron's family come from? Superior? Did they live in Superior?
No. To my knowledge, I think it was just they've always been here. Once they moved here, his dad and
like the rest of us, they stayed.
They stayed, right?
Well,
and I think
see, during this old timers celebration, that included the mines from Hannah.
Oh, it did.
And Superior.
Oh, now see, Ron's dad worked at the mines in the 50s, but I don't know, and maybe late 40s. But then I know they closed not when he was still quite young.
Well, you know, they also had dimes. You heard of dimes?
Oh, I've heard of dimes, but I've only heard you talk about it.
That was just about 5 miles from Linton, but it was run by Colony.
I think that was one. I'm not sure, but I think that was Colony. They had, in Rock Springs, they also had an independent mine. They called it Central Coal and Coke.
Oh, and that was what just...
Up at number two, what they called number two camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up there on the way to...
And that's up there in the vicinity of where... Lisa's have their
home.
By the high school?
No.
Oh, by the Hyde and Fur?
Yes, Rock Springs Hyde and Fur.
Rock Springs Hyde and Fur.
Way up in that area.
That was
uh-huh.
what they
in
called
that area.
Two camp.
Uh-huh.
That was Central Coal and Coke.
Oh.
Huh.
And my uncle was the mine foreman at
there.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then when he left there, he went to the State Coal Mine Inspector then?
Yes, he was the No, not the state, but the mine inspector for the
independent mines
or something.
Mine inspector mm-hmm. for the independent mines.
Uh-huh.
So mines were either, when you say independent mines, they were owned...
They weren't owned by the Union Pacific.
Oh, so any
Colony Coal, Central Coal.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was not owned.
Otherwise, it was Union Pacific Coal.
The rest were all Union Pacific mine.
Huh.
And they, they taught first aid classes at the mine. They taught them for the scouts,
Boy and Girl Scouts.
When Margaret was a girl, they went to Newport Lake where they had scout camp.
You go for 2 weeks.
You go for 2 weeks. And you, they had tents, or the tents, or little...
We had tents to begin with, and then they built
little...
Oh, really?
Places.
And they had the...
Up at Newport Lake. And the company would gather up all the bedding and the...
Suitcases.
The suitcases, and take them up in the truck up there. And they said, well, how did you kids get up there? I guess we took you. Is that the way?
Well, we went on the... They rent a bus for the...
For all the kids. Now, was it... So that was the company that did that for the kids,
the
for the scouts?
The company that for the kids.
So then they were pretty family-oriented.
They had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, even back in those. Just like they do now.
Great.
In fact, I think they probably were more active in those days than
probably.
They are now.
Uh-huh.
Because they have so many sports and things now that they do.
I think they have, they have a lot of activities
now. Of course,
they've
always had basketball and football.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they have the football teams, too? I know you said that the basketball teams...
We've had basketball.
And Alliance.
And we had, how many men, how many men did you have on a football team?
Six-man football.
Oh.
In fact, Reliance... Our school had a very good six-man football team, and they had, for a small community, they had very good basketball teams. One year at the state tournament, Trout Springs played Cheyenne, was it? Casper.
Cheyenne
or Casper, right?
Reliance played Cheyenne and beat them.
They had very good teams for, but Vicki, you have to remember there weren't cars for the children to run around in then. So they went to the community halls and played basketball.
Played basketball and played football and practiced, right?
They went on school buses. They didn't take cars to school. You weren't allowed to take your car to school.
That would be great.
No, you weren't allowed
to.
Yeah,
I think that's...
Especially out in Reliance, anyway.
And when you had to...
Later years, they Bill used to take the car and pick
when
up.
When I was in school, it was not allowed.
They weren't allowed, yeah.
Yeah.
See, but later years, it changed.
Did it?
Children didn't have cars like they have now. I mean, the family, you had... One family car, and that was for everybody.
Yeah, that's probably better that way anyway. I think.
You have to have so many.
Really?
And,
less traffic.
Yeah,
you know, you worry less
traffic
about the kids.
That there is now.
Yeah, see it.
Nothing like
that. I noticed the traffic even coming out here, you know, now.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago when I was out, it was so peaceful.
There wasn't a stoplight in the town.
And that was in Rock Springs, you mean, or whatever?
And where the underpass is now, years ago we used to go over that. The road went over the top of it.
Oh.
And they had two big gates that came down and closed when the trains would go by.
Oh.
Then they'd open up again when they... by. But when the trains were going across the crossing, one side of the town to the other would be blocked off. They didn't have the overpass or the underpass or any of that.
And the sign that says Western Round Junior College, that used to be over those railroad tracks right there by the Rock Springs National Bank.
Oh.
It had home of Rock Springs Coal.
Huh.
And they were going to do away with it, so they took it up which was a nice gesture, to keep the Karstic up. What did they have on it?
Western Wyoming College. And it used to say what, Ben?
Home of Rock Springs Coal.
Rock Springs Coal. And then eventually they changed it to the...
Well, they wanted them to move it, and they had the overpass and the underpass and whatnot,
They didn't have the pedestrian underpass in Rock Springs. They had right there where Benelli's Music Store is, and across the tracks, there was a big viaduct.
Yeah, that went up the steps and across and come down on the other side.
When did they take that out then?
When they built the underpass.
They tore it down.
But you couldn't. You weren't supposed to cross the tracks. You were supposed to use this viaduct, they called it.
It used to be Coleman's Tire Store, and they were all houses there.
All by Skips.
No. From the Rock Theater to where the Rock Springs Rocket is. Those were all homes in there.
Oh. Uh-huh. Instead of the businesses.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They were all houses.
And over across from that, they called it the Playmore. And that's where the kids all went to dance.
And that wasn't the...
That's where the Rooster's Hardware Store is
okay.
now.
Okay.
That was the Playmore.
Had a bowling alley there, too.
Had a bowling alley in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And that's where you had your dances. And
they had a dance there every Saturday night.
Huh.
And they had
kids when
Ike's orchestra was Ike O.J.
Oh, wow.
Johnny O.J.'s uncle.
I think it would be
Johnny O.J.'s uncle. And had a real good orchestra, and they had a dance every Saturday night.
They called it Ike's orchestra.
Well, that's neat. And then did you pay to get into the dance?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did the parents go at all, or just the kids?
No, this was, you had to be
a certain age.
Well, depending on your family, whether they allowed you to go, most of the kids were in high school before they went to the Playmore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get to go because I had an uncle that went and a cousin.
So she was chaperoned then. That's neat.
Kids,
that's really neat.
It was different.
I think they were probably more controlled than they are nowadays, don't you think?
Well, I don't think they had the dope was never a factor in those days.
Mm-hmm.
At least if it was, I don't think anybody knew about it. I don't know that it, I'm sure it might have been around. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And if it was, it was probably few, very, very few.
Huh. I don't think that it was ever a factor around that in that area of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, basically, though, what you're saying is that... it was good times back then.
Yes,
it was hard times,
but they were good times. We all had good times. It was a different.
It was a community. I mean, when they had a lot of entertainment,
a lot of things to do.
Entertainment.
Uh huh.
Community.
Great. Well, I want to thank you both, and
but maybe we haven't told you what you're doing
right. Highlights, we should be telling you that you can't.
Oh, I think this is great. I think it's just great.
I know there are a lot of people in Rock Springs that could tell you.
Could tell you even more.
Even more.
Well, I think that's what the class is basically doing, is finding these people.
Now, I know we visit friends in Rock Springs that have been born and raised in Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
To tell us things that we really enjoy.
We didn't know anything about.
And we enjoy hearing about it.
That's neat. Because it happened before our time.
Yeah. Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. So,
it was a different time of life, that's for sure.
Really?
And I think older people kind of meditate on the older times. For, of course, you like to keep up with the new times too. We didn't have TVs.
Mm-hmm.
We had radios.
Did you have phonographs so that you could listen?
They called them Victrolas. We had those mm-hmm. records.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, that player piano out there, we brought it here from New Mexico.
Oh, did you?
In 1929.
Huh. I remember seeing that.
Huh?
I remember seeing that when I was out here before.
It's an old-time player.
Huh.
And it was bought in 1926, I think. That piano was bought in 1926, and we shipped it here. And the railroad only went as far as Hay Junction for freight or anything like that.
Hay Junction was about...
Oh, a couple of miles.
7 miles, maybe?
Was at the bottom of the hill there in Hay Junction.
From Winton.
Oh, so then you
and
had to...
How did you get it from Winton to...
Well, we had a man with a truck brought it from Hay Junction to Winton.
Huh.
I wonder why they called it Hay Junction.
I don't know.
And what was it? Just a train depot?
It was a little station, just a little tiny square place. It was a station. And the freight came in as far as Hay Junction.
Hmm.
And then it went up in trucks or whatever, wagons or whatever.
To Winton.
To Winton. The train itself, where the mine cars went all the way to Winton.
Huh.
In fact, the engineer used to, we lived in the first house as you went into Winton.
Uh-huh.
The engineer used to stop at the bottom of the house there, where they stopped, and picked up my brother and would ride him up to, which they couldn't do now.
Mm-hmm.
They would ride him up to the tipple, mm-hmm. and then when they came back down, they would drop him off.
Just for, to give him something to do and ride.
They liked him and they would stop for him.
Uh-huh.
That's neat.
And we were saying there was no horse and wagon, but there was. There was a store.
Yeah, the store had a horse.
Horse and wagon. Someone would come around early in the morning and take your order, go house to house and take your order. And then they would go back to the store and they would put up the orders, and then the man would deliver.
Oh, like your groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
From the store.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I'd love it.
You'd take your order, and that is if you didn't want to go to the store.
And then you had probably charge, did you, or like, what did you have, or did you just pay in cash when he delivered?
No, you could charge.
You could charge?
Because mm-hmm.
I know I had read or heard something about charges.
You can charge. And then
before we came here, they said they had script. But they didn't have it, and I don't think they had it. At least we never had it.
And that's what? Was that they take it out of your check or whatever?
Yes.
The script was
a funny looking tinny looking.
We had a couple that we picked up somewhere for souvenirs, but I think you would go in and get like $5 or $10 worth of script, and then you would pay your groceries with that. Well, then at the end of every 2 weeks, this from being on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The store would send over everyone's account, and you would deduct their store account off the table, and their script, whatever they had drawn on the script, you would deduct that from the table.
Huh.
That's the way they collect. You didn't go in to make a payment to the store on your account. That was all deducted from the
table. After they did away with the script, they did to the store.
No, they turned their accounts, the charge accounts, over to table and deducted from the table.
Huh.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, I don't think people probably didn't. I think they pay more cash now for groceries than they did in the camps years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
Although we never did, but I mean.
People
charge the company store.
Uh huh. Which bins I think still does that.
You could buy anything. You could buy anything at the company store.
Really?
Like anything.
That was the UP?
When they'd send a man in from
Chicago,
and he'd have his suit sample, then his suitcase, and he would measure you for a suit of clothes.
Huh. And that more or less like a catalog or whatever?
You could buy shoes right there.
Furniture.
You could buy anything at the company store.
So was it big then? Was it like the...
Well, they're kind of large, but ours is pretty fair size.
Mm-hmm.
The UP store is where all the offices are in the corner and off the street.
Right in the street.
Mm-hmm. That was the That was the UP store.
That was the Union Pacific. That was the big store.
That was the big store then, huh?
They built the old timers building that, was that built in 1929 or before?
I think that it was 1929.
Anyway, they built that, and the Union Pacific built the old timers building, and that's where they held their first aid contests, and they held their banquet and their dance.
Mm-hmm. And that's the old Civic Center,
they call it the old timers.
Back last Saturday when we were having our church bazaar, we were talking about the church used to put on the banquets for the old timers.
Oh.
And we were just saying that I was only about 12 years old when I used to help serve.
Wait on table.
We walked from the kitchen there all the way, and there was hundreds of people.
But sometimes there, one year there was 800 people.
Mm-hmm.
800 people. Men and their wives.
They served them dinner.
I'm sure around
turkey.
Turkey dinner. Dinners. With all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I said, I'm sure around Rock Springs somewhere there must be some pictures of the old timers.
Pleasurable and most informative evening. And I'd like to thank both of you for the help you've given me in remembering the past. This is Vicki Jackson bringing this report to you as a project of Chris Plant's Wyoming History class in the fall of 1986. The end.